Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Ram Goldhar, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Ein Tes, the seventh Perek, Meruba. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Amemar asked, Tiknu Mashicha b'Shomrim Ogo, did the sages institute Mashicha for acquiring regarding Shomrim or not? Regarding purchases, they institute that one does not acquire the item until performing Mashicha out of concern that if only money affected the kinyan, the seller would not save the item in his reshus in the event of a fire. Do we say that a Shomer too does not assume responsibility for the item before doing Mashicha, or is he liable as soon as he agrees to watch it? Rav Yemer brought a proof in the Mishnah which teaches that if he gave the animal to a Kohen for the redemption of his firstborn son, or to his creditor, or under the care of one of the four types of Shomrim, if he was in the process of pulling it out of the owner's domain and it died while still in the owner's domain, he's pater. Rav Yemer assumes this refers to the shomer pulling the animal out at the thief's behest, and the Mishnah teaches that before the shomer pulls the animal out of the owner's domain, the thief is not liable, but after he pulls it out, he is liable. This proves that Mashicha was instituted for shomrim. Although a Yemer attempted to explain the Mishnah differently, Rav Ashi rejects his explanation. A Braisa supports Rav Yemer's conclusion. Point number two, Rav Yavo defines a guzlan, a robber who steals openly, as someone like Ben Yehiel Ben Yehoyada, about whom it says, V'yigzol sechanis miyat ha-mitzri v'haragei b'chaniso, and he robbed the spear from the Egyptian's hand and he killed him with it. Yochanan says it's like the inhabitants of Shechem, who are described as lying in ambush and robbing wayfarers. Rav Yavo does not consider them guzlanim because they lie in hiding, but Rav Yochanan says they hide so people should not flee from them. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai explained why the Torah was stricter with a ganav to pay kefil and dal behei. Zehishva kvod evad kvod kono. This guzlan equated the servant's honor to his master's honor by fearing no one. Zehishva kvod evad kvod kono. And this ganav does not equate the servant's honor with his master's honor by being afraid of man, but not of Hashem. Rabban Gamliel compared it with two people who made a feast, one who invited the townsfolk, but not the king's sons, and the other who invited neither. The punishment of the former, who gave more respect to the townsfolk, is greater. And point number three, Tanaim explained why one pays fivefold for stealing and shechting or selling an ox, but only fourfold for a sheep. Rav Meir said, Bo rei kama gadol koch shemalacha. Come and see how great is the power of labor. Shor shebitul memalachto chamisha. For stealing an ox, whereby it caused the owner to desist from labor with the ox, he pays fivefold. Seh shebitul memalachto arba. But for a sheep, whereby he did not cause him to desist from any labor, he pays only fourfold. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, come and see how great is human dignity. For an ox which walked with the thief on its own feet, he pays fivefold. But for a sheep which he carried on his shoulders, humiliating himself, he pays only fourfold. So once again, the 3 points are number one. A Amemar asked, Tiknu Mashicha Meshomrim Ogo, did the sages institute Mashicha for acquiring regarding Shomrim or not? Regarding purchases, they institute that one does not acquire the item until performing Mashicha out of concern that if only money affected the kinyan, the seller would not save the item in his reshus in the event of a fire. Do we say that a Shomer too does not assume responsibility for the item before doing Mashicha, or is he liable as soon as he agrees to watch it? Rav Yemer brought a proof in the Mishnah which teaches that if he gave the animal to a Kohen for the redemption of his firstborn son, or to his creditor, or under the care of one of the four types of Shomrim, if he was in the process of pulling it out of the owner's domain and it died while still in the owner's domain, he's pater. Rav Yemer assumes this refers to the shomer pulling the animal out at the thief's behest, and the Mishnah teaches that before the shomer pulls the animal out of the owner's domain, the thief is not liable, but after he pulls it out, he is liable. This proves that Mashicha was instituted for shomrim. Although a Amemar attempted to explain the Mishnah differently, Rav Ashi rejects his explanation. A Braisa supports Rav Yemer's conclusion. Point number two, Rav Yavo defines a guzlan, a robber who steals openly, as someone like Ben Yehiel Ben Yehoyada, about whom it says, V'yigzol sechanis miyat ha-mitzri v'haragei b'chaniso, and he robbed the spear from the Egyptian's hand and he killed him with it. Yochanan says it's like the inhabitants of Shechem, who are described as lying in ambush and robbing wayfarers. Rav Yavo does not consider them guzlanim because they lie in hiding, but Rav Yochanan says they hide so people should not flee from them. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai explained why the Torah was stricter with a ganav to pay kefil and dal behei. Zehishva kvod evad kvod kono. This guzlan equated the servant's honor to his master's honor by fearing no one. Zehishva kvod evad kvod kono. And this ganav does not equate the servant's honor with his master's honor by being afraid of man, but not of Hashem. Rabban Gamliel compared it with two people who made a feast, one who invited the townsfolk, but not the king's sons, and the other who invited neither. The punishment of the former, who gave more respect to the townsfolk, is greater. And point number three, Tanaim explained why one pays fivefold for stealing and shechting or selling an ox, but only fourfold for a sheep. Rav Meir said, Bo rei kama gadol koch shemalacha. Come and see how great is the power of labor. Shor shebitu memalachto chamisha, for stealing an ox, whereby he caused the owner to desist from labor with the ox, he pays fivefold. Says shebitu memalachto arba. But for a sheep, whereby he did not cause him to desist from any labor, he pays only fourfold. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Bo rei kama gadol kvod habrios. Come and see how great is human dignity. Shor shalach beraglav chamisha, for an ox which walked with the thief on its own feet, he pays fivefold. Seshir kiva oksefu arba, but for a sheep which he carried on his shoulders, humiliating himself, he pays only fourfold. All right, so now we go to our siman daf ayin tes, and our standard siman is a pen, an eight, and we often use a sofer in the siman. So here goes. The shomer who did meshicha on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment was held up by a gazlan out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, while humiliated gone of carrying a sheep on his shoulders snuck by who'd only be chayiv dalid. Once again, slow motion. The shomer who did meshicha on the sofer's cow, sofer, that must be run daf ayin tes, eight, pen. The shomer who did meshicha on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment, which reminds us that we learned meshicha was also instituted for shomrim, so that a shomer does not assume responsibility for the item before doing meshicha and is not liable as soon as he agrees to watch it. So the shomer who did meshicha on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment was held up by a gazlan out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai explained why the Torah was stricter with a ganav to be kefo and dal behei. Zehish v'kvod evik v'kvod kono. This gazlan equated the servant's honor to his master's honor by fearing no one. V'zeh lohish v'kvod evik v'kvod kono. And this ganav did not equate the servant's honor with his master's honor by being afraid of men, but not of Hashem. Rabbi Gamliel compared it with two people who made a feast, one who invited the townsfolk, but not the king's sons, and the other who invited neither. The punishment of the former gave more respect to the townsfolk is greater. So the shomer who did meshicha on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment was held up by a gazlan out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, while a humiliated gun of carrying a sheep on his shoulders knocked by who would only be chayiv dalid, which reminds us, Tanaim explained why one pays fivefold for stealing and shechting or selling an ox, but only fourfold for a sheep. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Bo rei kama gadol kvod habrios. Come and see how great is human dignity. Shor shahalach beraglav chamisha, for an ox which walked with the thief on its own feet, he pays fivefold. Seshir kiva oksefu arba. But for a sheep which he carried on his shoulders, humiliating himself, he pays only fourfold. So once again, the shomer who did meshicha on the sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment was held up by a gazlan out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, while humiliated gun of carrying a sheep on his shoulder snuck by, who would only be chayiv dalid. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Daf ein hei, so the simmer daf ein hei is Am Haaretz. So here goes. The Am Haaretz thief, Am Haaretz, that must mean we're on daf ein hei. The Am Haaretz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Edim coming to testify against him, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, if the thief saw Edim approaching to testify against him, and he preempted them and admitted in Beis Din that he stole, but did not shecht or sell it, he only pays Karen and not Kefa. Rav Shimon says, Yabo Edim v'yaidu, let the witnesses come and testify, and the thief will pay Kefa. So the Amar's thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Edim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay Dal Vehei, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna reasoned that Rav's ruling was only where one admitted to stealing and Edim testified as much, Shrei Chayiv Atzmo Bekeren, because he obligated himself in paying the principal. An admission which requires payment is a valid admission. But if Edim testified that he stole, and he admitted that he sold or shechted it, and then Edim testified so, he does pay Dal Vehei, Shrei Pata Atzmo Lekun, because he had exempted himself from paying anything in his admission, since he knew his admission would not obligate him to pay Kanaz. So the Am Haaretz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Edim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay Dal Vehei, was totally confused why a second set of Edim who then testified that he shechted the animal and were found to be Zomim, did not have to pay, which reminds us, Gemara brings a case where Edom testified that someone stole, and he agreed that he stole and also shechted, or sold, the animal, but did not steal in front of them, but before two other Edom whom he named. The first pair was exposed as Zomim, and the other Edom later testified to his theft and shechting. The thief pays the principal, and the Zomim pay the kefil. Because the thief admitted to their testimony, these witnesses would not be punishable even if they are later found Zomim. The Rabbanan hold, Kol Edishi Atayachu Hazima will have Yedus. Any testimony which you cannot refute through Hazama is not valid testimony, so their testimony cannot obligate the thief to pay the additional threefold. Simchas considers the testimony valid, so he pays the threefold. Daf Ein Vav, so the similar Daf Ein Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. The thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, that must be more on Daf Ein Vav. The thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to be chayav for Dal Vehei, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why designating a stolen animal as a carbon is not tantamount to selling it. When one sells to a hedyot, originally it was the seller Reuven's cow, and now it's the buyer Shimon's cow. Machru l'shamayim, but if he sells, so to speak, he's makdish it to heaven, it was originally Reuven's cow, and now it's still Reuven's cow, meaning it's called Reuven's carbon because it atones for him and is brought for his sake. So the thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to pay Dal Vehei, like his partner who began to shech the consecrated animal that the owner had achrayas for, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that one pays Dal Vehei for Kadashim Shechai B'Charev's son, Karbonus, for which he bears responsibility. He holds that if the owner bore responsibility for the stolen carbon, the thief does pay Dal Vehei because it's considered stolen from his house. Because the owner must replace the carbon if it's lost, he has a monetary interest in it, which Rabbi Shimon considers legal ownership. So the thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to be chayib, Dal Vehei, like his partner who began to shech the consecrated animal that the owner had achrayas for, and whose blood collecting in another IV bag to be used for his zrika was considered already thrown. Which reminds us, Rebbe Lezer challenged the previous answer, since shechita alone does not permit a carbon in consumption, rather it's a subsequent sprinkling of the blood, the shechita was not fit and should not obligate Dal Vehei. Similarly, in the last answer that he shechted a balmum, it's only permitted to be eaten after redemption, so the shechita was not fit at the time. The Gemara answers Rebbe Lezer forgot Rebbe Shimon's opinion, the Kol Omed Lizra Kazarg Dami, that any blood which stands to be thrown on the Mizbeach is considered like it was already thrown and is considered permitted in consumption. The Kol Omed Lito is Kapadui Dami, and anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it was already redeemed. Daf Ein Zayin, so the simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat. So here goes. The stolen goat, that must be on Daf Ein Zayin, A's. The stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a paraduma, which conveys tumas ochlin, since it had a shasa kosher, which reminds us, the Gemara provides a source that Rabbi Shimon holds kol omed liftos kapadui dami. Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. Rabbi Shimon taught in a brisa, par matame tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechta paraduma conveys food tuma, although it's prohibited in benefit. However, haitzel a shasa kosher, since it had a moment of fitness, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. Rish Lakish explains the moment of fitness based on Rabbi Shimon's ruling, par niftez al gavim arachta. A paraduma may be redeemed after shechita upon its pyre. Although it was shechted properly, if a nicer cow was found, Rabbi Shimon holds the first could be redeemed becoming chulin and permitted in consumption. So the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a paraduma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had ashasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying Dal Vehei, since he would be exempt if he shechted it, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the case of a mocher trefa. If a thief sells a trefa, which cannot be eaten even when shechted, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion that a shechita which does not permit consumption does not constitute shechita, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable Dal Vehei, for although it's not subject to Dal Vehei for shechita, it's still subject to Dal Vehei for selling. Rish Lakish says that since he would be exempt for shechting it, he's also exempt for selling it. So the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a paraduma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had a shasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying Dal Vehei, since he would be exempt if he shechted it. Unlike the time he stole and sold a geep, which is a crossbreed of a sheep and goat, and was told he would have to pay Dal Vehei, which reminds us, a braisa taught that one who steals in shechs kolaim, a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep, pays Dal Vehei. Then whereas the pasuk used the word set, and Rabbah taught, kol makom shenemar set, ino el lahotzi as a kolaim. Wherever the word set is stated, it's only to exclude a crossbreed. Why then would a thief pay dal behavior shachnin a crossbreed? And answers that the X word O in an ox or a seh includes a crossbreed. The Gemara goes on to explain why the word O in this context includes, whereas in another context it excludes. Daf ein ches. So the simmer daf ein ches is a child going ach. So here goes. The anti-veggie boys who went ach, ach, that must be more in daf ein ches. The anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with kolaim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, which reminds us, Rava taught, komakum shenemar seh eno el lahozias a kolaim. Anywhere that seh is stated, it is only to exclude kolaim, a crossbreed. Having established that the crossbreed is not excluded from dal dehei, the Gemara asks where the exclusion was applied. It answers le'inyan petach hamor regarding redemption of a firstborn donkey, which a Mishnah teaches cannot be redeemed with a crossbreed from a sheep and a goat. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the kolaim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can pay for a stolen ola with a lamb or bird where the owner designated a shore. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the kolaim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, and at a second thief who didn't have to pay dal dehei for the sheep he stole and sold because he left over 1/100 of the meat from the sale. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Machru chutz me'echon me'er shabo. If the thief sold all but 1/100 of the animal, he does not pay dal dehei. Rav explains, this means chutz me'davar ha'nitar imo b'shchita, except for something which becomes permitted through shchita, meaning its meat, as opposed to its hide, horn, or wool, which would not constitute an exclusion in the sale. Other opinions are brought. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we mokokas if a thief has to pay kafel if he admits to the theft when he sees Adim coming? That's on daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 2. Which of the one why someone stealing and shechting or selling an ox pays 5 times, whereas one doing so to a sheep only pays dalet? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number 3. Which of the one the exclusion of seh is regarding the redemption of a donkey, which cannot be redeemed with kolaim of a sheep and goat? That's on daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 4. Which of the one Rebbe Lezer holds, witnesses to a death penalty who are contradicted receive malchus? That's on daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 5. Which of the one the difference between a guzlin and a gunav, and why a gunav pays kefil and dal vehei? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number 6. Which of the one hachosha tchilas hazamehi? That's on daf Ayin Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which type of a case where a first set of Adim are contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set? That's on daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you learn that Mashiach was also instituted for Shomrim? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number 9. Which type of the meat of a Shechta Paraduma is Matame Tumas Ochlim, although it's prohibited in benefit, Hoyo Vahaisel Shasa Kosher? That's on daf Ayin Zayin. Good. Number 10. Which of the one why being makdish a stolen animal as a carbon is not tantamount to selling it to be chayiv dal the hay? That's on daf Ayin Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.